Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 5:8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is John 5:8. Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Jesus has returned to Jerusalem for a Jewish holiday. While he was there, he visited the pool of Bethesda. People with ailments of every description sat or lay around the pool, waiting for the water to begin to churn. They believed that the first person into the water at that moment would be healed. Jesus saw a man lying on a mat near the water's edge. According to the original language, the word "saw" means much more than just noticing with one's eyes. It means to observe with spiritual perception. It's a gaze associated with contemplation. It sees and studies the details related to the object or person in one's sight in order to understand this object or person more accurately. Jesus saw the man with spiritual perception. He knew the reason for the man's ailment. He knew the man had waited 38 years for his turn to be first into the pool. He knew the man's hopes and frustrations, his dreams, desires, and disappointments. He knew everything about that individual. So he approached him and asked a pointed question. "Do you want to be healed?" As observers to this scene, we almost want to answer on the man's behalf. "Well, isn't it obvious? Of course I want to be healed. That's why I'm here." But Jesus never asked a foolish question. He asked this one to get the man to think about his situation. We read the man's answer in John 5:6. "I can't. I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Some theologians say this fellow was just full of excuses and blamed others for his lack of wellness. Others say that, in a roundabout way, he was asking Jesus to please put him in the water. Regardless of which perspective is right, it's obvious that this fellow wanted to be well but was helpless to help himself. I find Jesus' response fascinating. He didn't offer to put the man into the pool. Neither did he say, "Don't worry, if you stay here long enough, everything will work out for your good." He didn't say, "Your faith is weak, so don't expect much because miracles happen to those whose faith is strong." Jesus responded to the man by giving him three very brief commands. Each one is an action word, implying that the man had to do something to aid in his own healing. The first command was to stand up. This was an impossibility in his own strength, but he didn't argue. He just did what Jesus said, and Jesus empowered him in the process. His faith was not in his own ability, but in this stranger who compelled him to obedience. The second command was to pick up your mat. This implies leaving no room for relapse. If he picked up his mat, then his space on the crowded deck would be taken by someone else. To experience healing meant being all in, with no turning back. The third command was to walk, to move forward, to leave that place where he'd been stuck, and to not expect others to carry him. But there's one more thing we need to notice about this story. In John 5:13, Jesus told the man that he had been made well. That verb form implies a permanent healing. But in the next breath, Jesus said, "So stop sinning, or something even worse may happen to you." This implies that the man had contributed to his illness in some way. Whatever that was, Jesus wanted him to stop it, lest his situation become worse. Today's Bible verse and the story surrounding it carry a lot of great insights for us today. You see, sometimes we get stuck in a negative mindset or in negative circumstances. Jesus sees us there, and he sees us with spiritual perception. He knows why we're there and how long we've been there, and he asks, "Do you want to be healed?" That is a great question. Just like the man couldn't stand on his own, so we can't heal ourselves. We must put our faith in Jesus, the strong one who heals. Picking up our mat means taking action to prevent relapse. We put measures into place to keep us from falling back into the same old destructive habits. Walking means taking intentional steps to make forward progress and not expecting others to carry us. Jesus is fully able to heal us from whatever hurts us and keeps us stuck. But we have to partner with him. We have to place our faith in him to help us and then do our part while he does his. Do you want to be healed? Stand, pick up your mat, and walk. Let's pray. God, thank you for seeing us with spiritual perception, for understanding our heart's deepest needs, and for making healing available through relationship with Jesus. Help us be honest with you about any role we might be playing or have played in our difficult circumstances. And give us the strength we need to stand and say, "We're done with this." Help us pick up our mat and take intentional actions to prevent relapse. Empower us to take the necessary steps to move forward without expecting others to carry us. Thank you for wanting to set us free from destructive behaviors that keep us stuck. Make us well, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.